Let's check the markets. Carl Setzer at AgriVisor on a lower screen on a Tuesday here.
Yeah, Delos, you know, we had actually a pretty good yesterday in the grains that we talked about, a little bit weaker in the soybeans, but overnight the buying just has evaporated in the grains and nothing here this morning either. And we got obviously looking at wheat down 4 to 6 as we see a correction. Corn, if you want to call it the strong one, at a penny to a penny and 3/4 lower here, and soybeans kind of taking a hit down 6 to 7. Soybeans are bouncing, though, and I'm going to say, you know, we've put in a low at 882 and 3/4. We're off the lows. You know, we're under pressure, but we are seeing some buying surface when we start dipping a little bit lower. I'm not saying it's going to propel us back to the upside, but really what we're seeing here is just simple thinning trade. There's not a lot of volume, not a lot of activity going on. Volume very light here today. Only 147,000 contracts in that March contract as we see the diesel roll out. Soybeans, pretty light volume too at 62,000 contracts. Not a lot of fresh news, and we're really starting to struggle on getting buyers in here. That's weighing on us more than anything as we just keep rehashing the same news over and over, with the big one being exports and not a lot of fresh interest coming in. Nothing confirmed out of the Chinese deal. Corn taking a little bit of support from that harvest progress, showing that we still have about 12 million acres left, or 2 billion bushels of corn sitting out in the plains there with a blizzard expected to hit tonight and then through the week. No doubt we'll have at least some production loss there. Trade's looking at it, though, and saying they want to see what we get before they alter their positions.
Carl Setzer at AgriVisor.